The Vice President John Dramani Mahama has inaugurated a rural technology facility at Bole in the Northern Region. The facility is part of the Rural Enterprises Project, which seeks to equip small and medium-scale enterprises with microfinance and technical skills. Bole is the last batch of six rural technology facilities planned for this year. The facility, which is expected to extend operations to the Sola Kalba Tuna district of the region, will train master craftsmen and offer apprenticeship and attachment to tertiary students. Vice President Mahama urged beneficiaries to be independent and demonstrate the capacity to manage the facility as a viable venture. He said government will continue to improve the lives of the people.
Government continues to invest to improve the lives of people, and there are several issues that we are still working on. I know that, like Oliver Twist, everybody wants some more, but it's the same across the whole country. The Oliver Twists are many. Every district has Oliver Twist, and government as a father has limited resources, and so those resources have to be shared gradually amongst all the children so that everybody can get their bit.
The Vice President used the occasion to deny the rumor that government was going to build a teachers training college for the district. He said the plan, however, is a community nurses training center for the district, which will be ready by December for enrollment in January next year. He also announced the building of a senior high school for Bamboi, which will be included in next year's budget for implementation.
The days where government had the kind of resources to build a teacher training college from the scratch, put up all the infrastructure before you open the training college, are over. What government expects the community to do is to make some little contribution. If you have an existing structure already, government can take that existing structure, add some more structures to it, and convert it into a teacher's training college. And so I've kept encouraging the communities in the eastern part of the northern region where there's no training college that the communities should try and take a start, and government will take it over and continue it. And so for some young people who are going around and saying government has approved a training college for Bole, it hasn't happened.
Some beneficiaries of the Rural Enterprises Project were presented with startup kits worth 348,000 Ghana cedis.